This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
This is the Besotted Bridal West London podcast. And we're coming back to you from a rather joyous New Griffin Park as the Bees, the mighty Bees, invited Brighton down to our little home here. And we gave them a little bit of a beating. As you can hear, hey tune at the end of the match, all the Bees fans in good voice. Brentford 2, Brighton 0. And after three games going unbeaten, the Bees have turned it around after a horror show at Newcastle, where we let in five goals we let in up there. But we put that behind us to basically clean sheet ourselves right up and beat Brighton. 3 points in the bag. And we go up the table once again. Mighty Bees, very happy about the result. Tell you something, what a good game, wasn't it?
Hell of a game. I've got to admit, we were just saying before the match, we thought this could be two sides who cancel each other out. But I think we deserved the win, worked hard for it. Man of the match, I think you've got to go with Raya, but Henry didn't put a foot wrong, either Tony didn't put a foot wrong, Jensen didn't put a foot wrong, and despite all of their efforts from the Brighton, the defence stood really, really firm, worked so hard for that victory.
Bees worked hard, listen, what result, good game, Brighton thought good team as well, good on the ball, caused us a few problems, we'd obviously done our homework on them, David Raya pulled off some good saves. But at the same time also, I thought we very much kept them at bay.
Yeah, I thought it was a really nice, lovely game to watch. Two really good sides playing really well. I think we left them open a little bit much, a bit too much. There were some gaps we left, which they exploited really, really well. They're a really good side. As you say, Raya pulled off some great saves. And overall, I think we probably deserved it in the end. But two really good sides. Good performance throughout our team. It got a bit messy once we made the substitutions. Didn't really know what was going on after that, but our first 11 played really well. Frank had a nice game. Jensen was great, but once they went off, got a bit messy. But yeah, good game, really enjoyable. Great win, great 3 points.
What a game. And also, I'm going to talk about that first goal from Ivan Toney. Because it was a little bit cheeky, wasn't it?
Oh, it was delicious. What more does this man have to do to prove his credentials? He's a talisman for the Bees. He got kicked around all night tonight. But when it mattered, he turned up with that delicious finish. He's a piece of quality. Brian did great in the build-up as well. He's a bit of an unsung hero for us sometimes because of his finishing. But the pair of them together, here we go. It's Toney and Brian and Bo.
And just coming back, this game, I mean, it could have gone horribly wrong, couldn't it? Oh, it's all kicking off now. It could have gone horribly wrong. You know, after Newcastle, you could have seen heads down. You know, they could have just said, oh, no, you know, it's all horrible. But they just put that behind them today. And, there's points in the midfield where you thought, OK, hold on a second, Brighton are trying to get a bit of a hold on here. But in general,
We had this game, didn't we?
Yeah, look, we didn't have loads of possession in the middle of the deck. When we went forward, we went forward quite quickly. But the resolve at the back today was magnificent. We cut out the errors, we covered each other, we cleared the ball brilliantly. And I'll be honest, Brighton had some half chances, and when the ball came through, Raya was magnificent, my man of the match tonight.
What? Listen, we're all happy. We're in the house there, and we're happy with that, because all we needed, we've got the team doing, the Brentford team again, doing a lap of honour, as they do for every match, home or away. Lacrosse going. There we go. Friday night, jumping around in New Griffin Park. I think the pubs are going to be pumping, going to be jumping all around the Brentford area now, which is all good. The Brighton, there are no Brighton fans. Actually, there's a few Brighton fans at the Brighton end, and they've all gone home. They've left us to do what we have to do, having a bit of a laugh. But today, we did a good old professional job on Brighton and took care of them and sent them packing, didn't we?
We did have a lot of the ball, but what we did with it, we did well. We dug it out, we got the result. After the last couple of performances, yeah, settled for that. Big win tonight, big win.
Big win. Well, what a result. It's good to see people smiling faces. We've had, you know, with the international break, with the Queen's death, with all sorts of, you know, stuff. The football has been quite spaced out in the last month, but we actually haven't seen that much football in probably in the last month and a bit, you know what I'm saying? And we haven't seen that many wins in the last, probably, couple of months probably. So it's nice to get a win back on the cards, isn't it?
Mate, that was excellent. You caught me after the Newcastle game on the way out when we're all a bit down. I thought we were excellent today, eh? I thought we've just beaten a very decent team. Do you know what? And we're quite decent too, really. I thought everyone worked hard today, cut out a lot of the silly mistakes. Raya was, you know, clearly up for it after last week. Pinnock was back to his best. I thought throughout the team, all the way through it, I thought that was exceptional performance. Tony does what Tony does, but there was some flag performance. Rico, I don't know what Rico needs to do to get in the England squad, because he's just imperious at the back. I don't know enough about Spain either, but if there's a better goalie than Raya in Spain, he ain't playing for us.
Listen, we go. What an absolutely teeping, tremendous result, as they say. Oh, here we go. It's all going off here now. It's all going off. La 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 la. There we go. We got the Danish bee in the house. Danish bee in the house. That was quite enjoyable, wasn't it?
It was a very good game of football and a very, very good result as well.
We said Brighton were okay, bees were okay, and we at some stage you sort of kind of cancelled each other out a little bit. There's a little bit of a battle there going on in midfield. You know, you thought, you know, one little slip and it could go horribly wrong. But unlike at Newcastle, where everything went wrong, this time we didn't let it slip.
David Raya was fantastic. He added two or three goals just for his saves. Absolutely brilliant. But yeah, you're right, it was a bit like chess.
Chess. And was it pawn to king 4? Was it? Or king to pawn 7? Or something?
You'll have to ask that Norwegian chess player, won't you?
That's right, I'm going to ask you. Yeah. What a result. What a result. What a game. Friday night at the Bees. Listen, we got the result at the end of the day, and, you know, it seemed quite easy when you look back on it, didn't it? Considering other games that we've had, even though, to be fair, it was David Raya who pulled off some saves that kind of kept us in it, but made sure that we kept on the front foot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm one of those people that came in today with trepidation. I was a little unsure what would happen. I was quite vocal last week about the midfield and what was happening. I was very concerned about the gaps. Today it worked out really, really well. I think big shout out to Frank Onyeka today. Really stepped into that Norgard position. Really showed us what he can do. Want him to step up for the next 3-4 weeks. And really push Norgard for that spot. It was magic. Bring on Chelsea on Wednesday. Come on, you bees!
Bring on the Chelsea. Listen, talk to me about this. What a result.
Absolutely brilliant result. We needed something after, you know, we had a run of three bad results. You know, one goal was an Ivan Turner penalty. We needed something, and this was a great performance, great team performance, clean sheet, move on. This is fantastic. What a great performance from the front to the back. Absolutely brilliant.
Listen, I know that sometimes you could be, you know, you sit down there and you analyse. Overanalyse. You're talking about what the ants were doing in the penalty area and everything. Today, there was no penalty area ants, was there? No. And there was no angst as well with the bees because they dealt with Brighton, everything that they threw at them, didn't they?
To be able to deal with Brighton like we have done is amazing. New manager or not for Brighton, Brighton is still a very good team, a very dangerous team. What we did today was pure domination. Pure domination from hard work. 5-1 away to Newcastle. We came out today with a point to prove. We've done it. It's a very good team. A very, very good team in Brighton. Very happy with that performance.
Yeah, listen, obviously we had to change it up a little bit in the midfield today. We tried something at Brighton and it didn't work. You know what I'm saying? Not Brighton, at Newcastle.
Yeah.
It didn't work. We had to flip it up in the second half, but it was too late by then. Plus all the errors that went down. You know, but in the end, we put Frank the Tank, was in the house today. And Frank the Tank, he's alright, wasn't he?
Oh, he's very good, very good. Solidity in our midfield is one thing that we all strive for. Every Premier League team strives for that. We had it today against Brighton, against a very good team. I'll say that again. Brighton are a very good team. Regardless of their managerial change-up, they're a very good team. And to do what we did to them today, completely outclass them, a very good performance. But now we start our match to Chelsea on Wednesday.
It's Friday night football in West London, and Brentford is the Kings, baby.
UBs.
UBs.
Listen, they're playing our tune, our Griffin Park tune. Every time we win, we used to play this, and then they stopped it. And I think that might have had a negative effect on the performances, because when the team knew that this tune was going to be played, they turned it on, and they did the business today, didn't they?
100%. They did exactly what needed to be done. We make a very, very valid point now. We were definitely the 12th man. Referee, some questionable refereeing. We did not let that stop them. I think the players knew that with the whole stadium behind them, that did not matter. Defended with everything they had when it needed to. Played out when they needed to. Playing five at the back was going to invite some unwanted pressure, but we still managed to deal with it, so not a worry at all.
Right, change of personnel on the pitch.
Yeah.
And you were happy with that, were you?
Yeah, a bit of championship days. You like that? A bit of the silver and Canos on. Showed that he knows what he has, what it takes to play on the first team a bit more regularly. We've got a deeper squad now, which is reassuring. We know that if we do get injuries, we get cramped, we get rid of fresh players up, we've got a very, very solid bench to bring on.
And looking forward, we've got the Chelsea coming on Wednesday. It doesn't really matter anymore, does it? I mean, we've already lit them 4-1 last season, so whatever happens on Wednesday, what happens, isn't it?
Well, they're coming to our turf this time, so we'll see what happens. But we love a midweek game, breaks it up.
That's right. UBs.
UBs.
Listen. So that was quite pleasurable, wasn't it?
It was very tense, yeah. But that defended brilliantly. I mean, you know, so organised, no silly mistakes. Ethan looked like he'd had a week's training under his belt and a bit of match fitness. Superb, yeah. I'm losing my voice.
Yeah. It's interesting because you talked about Ethan, because Ethan, I mean, everyone saw the terrible mistake that he made and then the own goal. But, I mean, I thought that he actually played quite well against Newcastle up to a point. But, you know, Thomas Frank said that maybe he should have taken him off and maybe he wasn't match fit to play the full 90 minutes. But now he's had another week of training. And today he looked magnifico, didn't he?
We know the quality he's got. He's a class player. But match fitness is at 5%, you know, and he didn't have it last week. But because he played last week in a game, you know, where we'd have done well to get 3 points, Thomas has used him wisely, got him back into the game. They won't be dwelling on those mistakes. Yeah, they're part of the sort of problem if you play out from the back like we do, but that's the risk you take playing that kind of football.
First win for Brighton for a while now, because they did us, you know, good and proper last season. Got 6 points from us last season. A bit disappointing because, you know, maybe one of the games we shouldn't have done, probably a bit naive early in the season for us, and the second one we were just dead and buried on Boxing Day. However, it's almost like we've done our homework for this game and we said, look, you ain't going to get away with what you got before. Trossard got taken off in the end before, and he scored that magnificent goal from about 75 yards or whatever it was.
I mean, what greater compliment than that? I mean, we clearly did our homework on him. David Raya, I didn't think anything was going to get past him. People putting their bodies on the line in defence, and the number of blocks, you know, and then Ivan and Brian working hard. And a special mention for me is Matty Jensen. I thought he was superb, and I think he's been really good the last few games. You know, if you want a player who's never going to make a mistake in that position, trying to be positive, then you're looking at 60 million. We haven't got that. He's a class act.
UBs.
UBs.
So we're back in the boozer, back in the Globe after the game, and it's all quite jovial. People seem to be happy about what's going down. And reflection, you know, they walk back from the stadium. You reflected, do you feel any better about that game?
Yeah, I think it was one of those games where it was rearguard defensive action for most of the game, actually. I think going 1-0 up, I think we settled into just trying to contain Brighton, who looked very good, I have to say. Brighton played some very, very good football. They're finding a lot of overloads down the left, down the right, putting the crosses in. But Pinnock and me were equal to it all. You know, the Jan Elt was getting on the end of, you know, some promising positions for Brighton and just breaking up the play. And then we broke and got the second. I mean, you know, Tony went down a little bit like he'd been electrocuted by a cattle prod, but we'll let him have that one. You know, we're not going to complain. It was, in the end, you know, a very good performance from Brentford. They contained Brighton, who were a very good team. You know, they came, they played football, they dominated us at times, but 11 men behind the ball, we knew what we had to do, and we got the result. And it's the performance I think we needed, the defensive, like, you know, digging. We looked at the lineup before the game with Frank the Tank starting, with Jan Elt starting. We knew we were going to go defensive, and it did the job, you know. Fair play. Well done, Thomas Frank. You got the tactics spot on again.
It's all going new reds. Going very new red shape here in the Globe, and this is what happens when you run a game. They come back, the guitarist, he doesn't know any Brentford songs, so he's just off doing his own theme. Well, we all know the Brentford songs, so if we need to sing B songs later, we will be doing. But like I said to you, listen, the defence did their business today. Tony scored his goal. We got a penalty, which maybe another day wouldn't have been a penalty, but, and also, there are a couple of other things where I thought that, you know, last week, you know, there's a couple of shots, and it would have been a goal against Newcastle, but it wasn't. So it all worked out in the end.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, Raya was absolutely brilliant today. He pulled off a couple of absolutely world-class saves, which, you know, we were all literally, you know, catching our jaws when he pulled those off. Absolutely amazing. So he had a very good game. He's made up for more than enough for Newcastle last week, and so did Pinnock as well. I think between them, I know Tony, I think, got man the match. I saw him being interviewed by Gary Neville and Carragher at the end, who absolutely loved Brentford. They were absolutely joining in with all the songs and the fun that was going on in the stands. But yeah, Tony, man the match, fair play. But I think Raya and Pinnock would have run him a close second today.
So yeah, just got to finish up the podcast. Unfortunately, something's happened around Brentford and some tramp smashed the windows of the car. I can't. Stolen the Schoolberg's bag, as you do. So I'm going to finish up this podcast on a low. We've just beaten Brighton, but unfortunately, I've got to deal with a little emergency situation. As I said, a little tramp down this road smashed up the car and stole a schoolboy's bag at the back. That's all he's stolen. What's the point? But other than that, like I said to you, listen, we've won the game today. Everything is all good. We've won the game today. Bees have won the game today. We're going to go and Chelsea next week. I'm going to go and sort my car out. I have to get the window fixed. And the girl's going to have to get her bag back with her kickers that they stole. The little tramp down the road outside the Globe. But anyway, I'm still positive about it. As we say, we won the game. Come on, you bees. Come on, you bees.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing. But rest assured, you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.